when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby in the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our special guests this evening, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Well, Bing, what are you going to do tonight?
Well, I'm going to open up with something lively, Ken, and then probably bend a ballad or two. What are you up to?
Oh, I plan on selling a few items.
I see. I'll hold up the piano and you're going to shake the rug, huh?
Sure done.
All right. As I was walking down the street, I met somebody who's mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make with the talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing that they were me. Mama, let me dress up tonight. I got a secret, gonna dress up tonight, gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, dance by the light of the moon.
Mama, put the cat out.
I'm going to dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, while our knees keep knocking and our toes keep rocking. I'm going to dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking. Going to dance by the light of the moon. I'm going to dance tonight by the light of the moon, of the silvery moon, by the light of the moon. We're gonna dance tonight by the light of the moon, by the light of the moon, of the silvery moon.
With the dolly with a hole in her stocking,
while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking.
Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking.
I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon.
I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. Thus the saga of the Nifty with the Nick and her nylons. We pass now to my pal with a punch in his bitch.
Now, when every single ration point counts so much, many a smart woman is making a very good use of Philadelphia brand cream cheese. They're spreading it in the lunchbox sandwiches. They're setting it out at breakfast time for the toast, because this moist, fresh-tasting cream cheese is not only delicious, it's rich in food energy and helps supply vitamin A. It's a treat spread that helps the point budget. Now, the time was, perhaps, when many of you thought of Philadelphia cream cheese just as a party food. But now, remember that this nutritious cream cheese can do double duty in sandwiches and on the table. For instance, in lunchbox sandwiches, it furnishes both the moist richness and the extra treat goodness you need in a sandwich spread. And remember, ration points for cream cheese have not changed. When you shop, just be sure you get genuine Philadelphia brand, the brand of cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft.
Music is one of the strongest bulwarks of the Politica del Bien Vecino, or as I sometimes say around Glenn Bill Billingsley's health farm, the good neighbor policy. And a fine example is the Pan-American hit, Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado.
What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Where there used to be rain, my yesterday was blue, dear.
today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes. And the difference is you.
We're building now into a little tempo, which brings us on the Charioteers and a tale about Tabby.
Scat!
Who's that?
Who's that? Strutting by, and he looks so wise. Scat!
Who's that?
Who's that? Just as sharp as Sinatra's tie. Someone ought to put you in the know.
'Cause after all
is said and done,
there ain't but the one.
There's really just the one.
He walks around with a righteous air, because he knows that he ain't no square. He never misses a smart affair.
That's Tabby the Cat.
He makes the rounds every single night, and let me say it's the strangest sight. He pats his foot when the rhythm's right.
That's Tabby the Cat.
He's a playboy of the alley, running around doing the town,
and 'cause he calls Count Basie Pally,
all the kittens roll their mittens down.
He wears a coat that's a cat's meow. He blinks his eyes and he takes a bow,
because he knows when to holler,
ow!
Tabby the Cat.
He's a backyard commentator,
singing the blues, telling the news.
He hangs around till dawn or later,
just in case you throw a pair of shoes.
He always bets on the winning team. He knows the inside of every scheme. He leaves the milk, but he takes the cream. Tabby the Cat.
I conclude by saying he's a killer,
yeah,
from Manila. He's a gator from Decatur. He's the best back capper of all mouse catchers.
Woo! Tabby the Cat!
Mighty moving thing, men. We proceed now, continuing our change of pace, and we discover Eugenie Baird. You're singing Making Believe, aren't you, Jeannie?
Yes.
Tabby got your tongue, Jeannie? Well, speak right up.
Believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, and kiss my pillow. Making
How's a very lush delivery, Jeannie, of a fine song. You know, there's a rare musical treat in store for us in the person tonight of a man whose unique orchestral style is a household word, four letters, Jones. Seriously, it's with great gusto that I greet that amazing maestro, my phenomenal friend, Spike Jones, and his He Should Live So Long Till It Sounds Like music. Complete with city slickers, assorted slickers are here. Welcome, Spike. Speak.
Well spoke, and thanks,
Spike, as self-appointed spokesman for the nation's music lovers, I would like to pose the question that's on everybody's lips, from Carnegie Hall down to Jerry's joint. They all want to know, how did your group come into being?
Well, Bing, we started with 65 pieces.
65 pieces,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Sure, oh, yeah. And when I got all the pieces together, I had four instruments.
Like which? What'd you have?
Well, we play bottles, auto horns, mm-hmm, pipe links, pots and pans, and... Well,
if you call that music, I'm Frank Sinatra.
Well, don't expect me to hold you up, Bing.
What do you mean, man?
On the level, what did you think the first time you heard us play?
First time I heard you play? I thought you were releasing a riveting machine for active duty.
Well, we are a novelty outfit, you know, but how would you describe our kind of music?
I don't think I'd describe it as kind.
But for the type of music it is, would you call it A1?
V3.
You know, Bing, I'll have you know, we've got many loyal radio listeners all over the country.
Oh, incontrovertibly.
Yes, and when they dial in, you know the one thing that they want us to play?
Hard to Get.
You know, if you're not careful, I won't tell you what I was going to tell you, if I tell you.
Oh, I'll be good.
Well, Bing, I know the past year has brought you a landslide of honors and awards.
Yeah.
But it's my privilege, and it's certainly an honor to present you with still another.
Oh, Spike, you shouldn't have.
This handsome bronze plaque, Bing, on which is engraved Plaque of Honor,
oh,
awarded to Bing Crosby as the most popular male screen star by Box Office Magazine.
Well, shouldn't have. Well, thank you, Spike. That's wonderful of you, and I want to thank Box Office Magazine. But just so the evening won't be a total loss for you, I'm going to hit you with something. Mm-hmm. My friend, it's my pleasure to give you the official tidings that you also have won a national poll, and for the third consecutive time. Downbeat Magazine has once again singled you out as one of the entertainment world's royalty, and on their behalf, I shall be glad to crown you King of Corn. There you are. See? And now, Your Majesty, here's a house for you and the slickers rocking us with a little royal razzle-dazzle featuring Carl Grayson and his happy Nova Scotians. You ready? Knock it.
Charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delightful chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Little most any afternoon at five.
Monday to Sunday at five.
We'll be so glad we're both alive.
We'll be so glad we're alive.
Then maybe fortune will come
through. We were glad that all began with cocktails for.
What a lovely, intimate thing that was. Many, many thanks, Spike. We now leave your intricate counterpoint and counter with a gent who knows about points. Yes, he do.
Now then, to save ration points, some of you clever women are serving pancakes as the main dish at supper or dinner. Well, here's a trick that gives the ration points another stretch and helps make the pancakes into a special treat. For the richness to spread on those piping hot griddle cakes, have delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Watch the creamy white cheese melt down to grand goodness. Pour on your syrup and taste. Yes, sir, it's wonderful. Delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese helps add fine food values from milk and cream, too. It's a splendid energy food. Also offers vitamin A. And keep that in mind, Mother, for the children's snacks and for the fillings you spread in those daily lunchbox sandwiches. Point values on Philadelphia brand cream cheese haven't changed, you know. The 3-ounce package still takes just 2 red points. And since every point is so very precious these days, it's doubly important when you shop to make sure you're getting fresh cream cheese. To do that, simply get the brand made by Kraft, the brand that's guaranteed fresh. It's the one and only Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Look for that name printed on every package of cream cheese you buy.
Heart of mine confesses, more and more I'm caught in your caresses, warm by the breath of your sigh. The blue of your eyes. More and more I find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you. Find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling.
decade is a long time in contemporary popular song history. And for this evening's medley, we go even back farther than 10 years. A Baker's Dozen, we go back 12. Back to a trio of songs from a sassy little cinema called College Humor. Your lightning calculators will have figured out the year we mean. You remember that one, Ken?
Why, sure, don't you? You can tell it because that's the year Franklin D. Roosevelt became president.
Oh, please don't confuse me, boy. Please.
1933 was also the year representatives of France, Great Britain, and Germany were welcomed to Rome for a peace conference. And the first Soviet ambassador was welcomed to the White House. That was the year 130 million Americans went wild over those three little pigs.
You know, I could practically tear my wig out right now over three little pork chops. Favorite walk, though, that year of many a college guy and gal was down the old Ox Road. There's a famous thoroughfare, I've heard collegiates say. I'm not referring to Piccadilly. It's not 42nd Street, it's not the Rue de la Paix, nor is it Market Street in Philly. Ask most any college Romeo, to complete your education, you must go down the old Ox Road. Though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps, with a little investigation, you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition's not a place, but just a proposition called the Old Ox Road. The Old Ox Road.
Ox Road could be any romantic spot, a country highway or a moonlit yacht. Could be in the parlor where the lights are burning low.
It could be in the movies in the very last row.
Down the old Ox Road. In the magic of the moonlight, you are thrilled with delight. As the leaves that flutter o'er you whisper lover tonight. Why keep waiting and debating when you know it's time for mating on the old Ox Road? The old Ox Road.
Ah, good old 1933, when Chicago's Century of Progress Exposition revealed many scientific wonders.
Now let us be fair, Kensington. You're forgetting Sally Rand.
Bing, I was only a child at the time.
Well, of course, I've forgotten.
That year also, income taxes were a big headache.
From that, you can tell what year it is? What a...
Don't badger me, Lillis. That was the year when the nation was humming Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
1945 being the year when they wish it would.
Yes.
33 also marked the,
steady
14th birthday of an ambitious youth who decided that he'd learn to croon. 14 and 5 is 21, 27, that's right.
Learn to croon if you want to win your heart's desire. Sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just murmur ba 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 boo ba 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 boo. And when you do, she'll answer, la da da dee da dee dee.
And then the man in the white coat will come and get both of you.
Learn to croon. You'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon.
1933. Jockey Jack Westrope rode 297 winners in 1 year.
Oh, who's his agent? I must have that boy.
Fast lad. Equipoise rolled up total earnings of $320,000.
$320,000? That's what I call a horse.
What do you call yours?
No comment.
1933, in Long Tin Pan Alley, nothing was more popular than Lazy Bones.
Not even T-Bones?
Not even T-Bones.
Well, how do you like that? Every picture that year seemed to have its moon song. And our lunar tune is Moonstruck. You have me spellbound, bewildered by your charm. Heaven or hell bound, I must be in your arms. Tell me, am I only moonstruck? Or is this really love? Each time you kiss me, you thrill me to the skies. Why should such bliss be so hard to analyze? Tell me, am I only moonstruck? Or is this really love?
What is this thing
that attracts me, distracts me, just like a mysterious game? What is this strange new flame I cannot seem to name? Though I endeavor, I just can't see the light. Will it last forever or only for a night? Tell me, am I only moonstruck? Or is this really love?
That does it for the old all this evening, friends, but we'll be with you the same time next week with some more of the same, along with our special guest, the distinguished composer and conductor, Duke Ellington. Goodbye for now.
Tune in to Kraft Music all next Thursday at the same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our guest, that aristocrat of jazz, pianist and conductor-composer Duke Ellington.
Does your family take a lively interest in foods? Well, if not, perk up their appetites with the tangy flavor of Kraft Salad Mustard. This taste-tingling Kraft Salad Mustard adds extra zest to sandwich spread, salads, and souffles, zips up the flavor of cooked vegetables, cream sauce, and gravies. And for an even racier flavor, buy the Kraft Mustard with nippy horseradish added. Look for Kraft Quality Mustards. Put both varieties at the head of your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.